Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever imagined what it must be like for a law enforcement officer or military soldier to be fully armed, trained, equipped, and commissioned to engage the enemy without restriction, especially if they are defending you or your people or the city? Or can you imagine being defenseless, unarmed, and knowing there is a fully armed enemy coming to destroy you? We return back to Susa, the capital of the Persian kingdom in 474 BC, and the story of Esther and Mordecai attempting to help their Jewish people defend themselves. Yesterday, I left you watching couriers rush out of Susa with a new edict sealed by the signet ring of King Xerxes. That edict had been dictated by Mordecai, newly elevated to the highest position in the land, perhaps second only to King Xerxes. Let's today look at what that edict proclaimed. Esther chapter 8, verse 11 says this: "The king's edict granted the Jews in every city the right to assemble and protect themselves, to destroy, kill, and annihilate the armed men of any nationality or province who might attack them and their women and children, and to plunder the property of their enemies." Now, wait a minute. That sounds like a recipe for war. Hadn't Haman issued a decree in the name of King Xerxes and sealed it with the king's signet ring and sent it all over the kingdom by courier only a few weeks before, according to Esther chapter 3? And didn't Haman's edict provide permission to any and all people in the kingdom to annihilate, exterminate, slaughter all Jews throughout the kingdom on a particular forthcoming date? Yes. Remember a declaration, edict, proclamation made in the name of the king of the Medes and Persians could not be changed or altered or revoked, even by the king. Thus, there were now two totally opposing edicts sent out all across the empire, both approved by King Xerxes, one calling for the slaughter of all Jews and one calling for all Jews to rally together and defend themselves, even by killing those who intended to kill them. Those two edicts are found in Esther chapter 3, verse 12 to 14, and 8, verse 11 and 12. So what about the timing of these edicts? Amazingly, they both focused on the very same date, March 7, 473 BC. Thus, yes, these two edicts were setting up the entire Persian kingdom for war on that one day. This phrase summarizes it. A copy of the text of the edict was to be issued as law in every province and made known to the people of every nationality, so that the Jews would be ready on that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. Esther 8, verse 13. Now, you'll remember, friends, that the capital city of Susa evidently had a large Jewish population, and they were deeply grieved at the first edict, fearing for their lives. Listen now to how Susa responded to this second contradicting edict. When Mordecai left the king's presence, he was wearing royal garments of blue and white, a large crown of gold on his head, and a purple robe of fine linen. And the city of Susa held a joyous celebration. For the Jews, it was a time of happiness and joy, gladness and honor. Esther 8, verse 15 and 16. What a dramatic turnaround from the fear and unsettledness which had gripped the city after Haman's edict. But what about out in all the provinces across the empire? Listen to this. In every province and city to which the edict of the king came, there was great joy and gladness among the Jews, with feasting and celebrating. And many people of other nationalities became Jews because fear of the Jews had seized them. Esther 8:17. As I read this record of the remarkable turn of events in the Persian kingdom, sadly, my mind and heart turn to many reports we've heard over the past few years of the rapid rise of anti-Semitism in Europe and America, especially since the October 7, 2023, Hamas attack of innocent Israelis celebrating Yom Kippur. The horrible hostage situation in Gaza continues, now surpassing 600 days. Particularly troubling has been the anti-Israel, pro-terrorism parades and gatherings on university campuses all across America. What we have seen with our own eyes in recent months, with the hatred of Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran and their followers toward Israel, is the very same attitude of Haman and those haters of Jews who wanted all Jews eradicated in Esther's day. In fact, no people in history has been the focus of annihilation more extensively or frequently than the Jewish people, and no people have more frequently been protected by God himself than the Jewish people. Let's ponder that as we imagine what Esther 8 describes as this newfound widespread joy of the Jews and peace-loving people all across the Persian kingdom, as this new edict encouraged the Jews to defend themselves and their families. Today, I hear the call of Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. Let's pause and pray again today for God's reign over the turbulence of the Middle East and Israel in particular.